So everyone, due to just security reasons, we have disabled the chat function with other participants, but you should be able to still send your questions to just the host using the chat feature. So that's one way you may ask questions, or the other way is to raise your hand. We have one right now with Priest Bone, and then we will allow you to unmute your phone. So Pri, I will please unmute your phone, see if you can do it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Swami Mahansa, when I do meditation, sitting meditation, normally I go to a place where, state where I feel only energy, just changing energy only. And I was kind of trapped there, didn't know how to go. How to go beyond, and I got the advice from you, and you asked me to practice, keep on practicing. And when I was practicing today, I got to a place where I could not feel anything. There's no energy, nothing. It was like I was awake. I'm sitting. But I don't feel any sensation at all, not even energy. And but I felt like cooling, very comfortable sensation around the body. But I could not recognize where I feel it, because I could not feel the body or sensation or anything. And but my mind, at the same time, my mind was watching. It's watching to catch any sensation, to see whether anything coming out. And I was there maybe around 5 minutes. But then I felt sleepy because I didn't know what to do. So I greatly appreciate if you could advise me to go further.
Yeah. Could you explain a little bit about your walking meditation as well?
Yes, walking meditation, I got the advice from you again. While I was doing walking meditation, I could go to a place where I couldn't, it's not sensation, it's becoming, I couldn't recognize them clearly as before. You know, I could continue it without disturbing by my thoughts or anything. And while I was doing that, I came to a place where I could not separate them. It's like all together as an image of food or whatever. It's not there. And I know I was walking, but it is... it is kind of boring thing. It's
right.
No clarity there.
Good. Right. I got it. Now, basically, this is not something bad, by the way. So that is what we need to understand. So now, at the beginning, we are clearly recognizing various sensations, various, say, element characteristics. So you understand this is hardness, this is softness, these are vibrations. So likewise, you can understand all these subtle details very clearly. But as you are continuing your practice, so you are coming to a region, so you understand, okay, they have the nature to arise, they have the nature to pass away, they are very fragile, they are very transient. So likewise, you get that sort of insight and you are continuing your practice. So as you continue this practice, so then you are coming to a stage, now everything become like blurred. Everything become like a flux. So that you can't now really recognize, distinguish whether this is hardness, whether this is softness, whether this is heat, whether this is cold, whether this is vibration. So So everything appears like a flux. Now it is quite boring. It is because this precise information, the clarity, or the various names, various states, various colors, various different behaviors. This is how we are experiencing some sort of a happiness. We are experiencing some sort of a pleasure. But now everything appears like a flux. Everything appears like blurred. Everything appears like, you know, kind of a washed away artwork. Assume there's a watercolor artwork and you are putting some water, and it appears very beautiful. There are beautiful girls, there are beautiful boys and flowers and all these vehicles and very clearly available. You can clearly recognize them. Assume due to some reason, you are putting some water to it, sprinkling some water. Now all the colors are mixed up with everywhere. Now you can't clearly recognize what is the car, what is the girl, what is the boy, where are the flowers, and everything appear like a flux. Everything appear blurred. Everything appear mixed. Now looking at it is boring. There is no interest in it. So similarly, as we are walking, so this experience happened. So this is an improvement in our practice. So this is what we call as dispassion. This is what we call as nibbida. You get some sort of disenchantment. You are not much interested about it. Because what is available is not something substantial, not something beautiful, but it's something faded away, something blurred. So similar experience similar experience may be available in the sitting. Go ahead.
Today it was there's no plant, just nothing. It was just like empty.
Correct.
There's nothing.
Right. So that's right. Once you are going through it, now mind slowly become dispassionate towards it. And ultimately, it completely relinquish it. Now, first we couldn't do that. It actually grasp it. And it gives various names, labels, and we attach it. But later, as we do the proper analysis, we do proper understanding, we investigating the experience. As a result, it appear blurred. It appear faded away. It appear like a flux. Now, mind starts to detach from it. And ultimately, there may be spots where our mind becomes completely relinquished that. So at that time, it appear like blank. It appear like that you stop everything. You become stuck. Your mind has nothing. So in the sitting also, your mind has nothing. So you are going through this cycle, and at certain region, at a certain level, so mind completely becomes stuck. It has nothing to hold. Like say you go through Windows application, so Microsoft Windows, and sometimes the whole system stuck, so you can't move. Your mouse doesn't work, and the keyboard doesn't work, so the whole system stuck. So similarly, our mind stopped. So there's nothing to hold. There is anything substantial to recognize. There are no perceptions. There are no signs. So mind become empty. So this is kind of a new experience that you may be getting. So that you need to again and again realize. So again and again you come to this stage. You don't need to be afraid of it. Again and again you develop the same procedure that you are doing. And again you are experiencing this new experience, new state. And don't be afraid. And once you are there, just be. Don't do anything. Don't get afraid of it.
Okay.
Don't have any doubt on it. Once you are doing the proper practice and you are going through that kind of a flux energy, and ultimately mind relinquish it. And once the mind relinquish it, you have nothing. Mind is empty. Mind is complete spacious. Mind has no signs. Mind has no perceptions. Mind has no objects to recognize. So just be. So there, don't be afraid, just be.
And then for the next question, I'd like to invite Indira. Okay, can you mute now? on mute now.
Oh. We are watching TV,
mm-hmm.
and the statement that the politician made,
mm.
and without knowing, we get angry, we get frustrated, we think, why have we sent him to, you know, the parliament, and, you know, we just fabricate things. Can you put it in these 5 aggregates and explain it?
Sure, very interesting. Yeah. So there are actually, we do a lot of improvements to these aggregates actually. So we start with something simple and we do a lot of fabrications. We do a lot of formations and we are adding, constructing aggregates. Now say, for example, now we are watching the TV, watching the news. And the intention was to watch the news. So that is the formations aggregate. And your eyes are being used, your ears are being used, and the sounds and the sights are there. So they are the form aggregate, rupakkhandi. And again, now you can recognize various figures, various, say, names. And this is him, this is that politician, this is that politician, these are the words. So you can clearly recognize what these words are meant. So all these are the perceptions aggregate. And once you hear them, once you recognize them, you don't just stop there. You do add your own coloring. You are adding your own perceptions to it. You are adding your likes and dislikes. Why he is telling like this? Why he is telling like that? So he should be in this way. He should be in that way. This should be the correct way. So you are now adding your own pieces and components to this whole story. And now you are getting maybe angry and unsatisfied, agitated. All these are fabrications. All these are the fabrications aggregate. All these are the formations aggregate. These are the sankhara khanda. And the very recognition of the sound, just the recognition of the sights, so that cognizing part, that is the consciousness aggregate. So we may be continuing this. I mean, again and again we continue. So these aggregates are now accumulating. More and more it's getting accumulated and certain aggregates become much developed. As you mentioned, the formations aggregate, it becomes more and more prominent. So therefore, all the 5 aggregates are available in each experience, but 1 or 2 of them can become more prominent. Hope you understand.
That means like I have taken it very subjectively.
Exactly.
So what I need to do is to say it is only a perception or something. I mean, it shouldn't affect me. No, I shouldn't form more sankara on that.
That's right. So that is what happens in the as you develop vipassana. So when you see it, so it is simply a sight. When you hear something, it's a simply a hearing, sound. When you taste, when you smell, when you feel, so all are merely sort of that corresponding forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations and mental objects. And we get the ability to stop there. Ditte ditta mattam bhavissati, sute suta mattam bhavissati, mute muta mattam bhavissati, vinyate vinyata mattam bhavissati. So we have the capacity to stop there. So we are now not adding aggregates, we are not fabricating aggregates. So we are not putting our own colors to them, we are not weaving thoughts onto them, we are not making any story onto them. So we are able to maintain sort of a silent mind. No agitation, there is no inner chatter, there is no thinking, there is no storytelling. So simply watching, simple hearing, simple tasting, simple going through of some experience, but mind is silent. So your inner nature become calm. So you are able to watch it, but you are able to maintain unagitated mind. So it is not easy, by the way, because all these sights, sounds, etc. are stimulating the mind, stimulating our, say, inner tendencies. So As a result, we start to think. As a result, we start to make a story. As a result, we become agitated. Then we suffer. So we need to understand how we do this stupid thing, how we do this foolish activity again and again, how we do sort of fabrication by ourselves. Sounds are sounds, sights are sights. So why we do this addition? Why we do this construction? Why we do this fabrication? So if we are able to stop that at early levels, at early stages, then we can unentangle the mind. We can cleanse the mind. We can stop the mind. We can clear the mind again. Again, we are back in that calmness. Again, we are back in the clarity.
It's a lot of clarity.
Yeah. Therivan Sarnai.
Thank you. And for the next question, Chitra Devi, you may now unmute.
Thank you. Bhante, the way I practice, and I just like you that's the way I should be doing it, is that what you explained about the five aggregates, I mean, in daily life also we can observe this six sense spaces and watch everything that is coming through and analyze it the way you explain. But for me, I feel that experiencing it when I'm meditating or listening to a really deep Dhamma talk or whatever it is, I can experience this whole thing in the body, you know, the lightness, the no core, no substance, and the rising and passing away of the breath, which is impermanent. So I can experience that better, the feelings also, because they come and go. So I feel that that is better for me. I don't know. Can you explain to me whether that is the correct way to go? Thank you.
Yeah, actually, when we are dealing with Kayanupassana, we are not much worried about the other aspects. So the perceptions, fabrications, say how mind operates, because we are still not into that level. We are not into that region, to that domain, but we do more emphasis onto the Kayanupassana, onto the form aggregate. No harm, because form aggregate itself, Kayanupassana itself has a very high potential to give us a lot of insights, to give us a lot of understanding, because if they are appearing and it gives us a lot of understanding. So that's why each section of Satipatthana are very powerful, are very potential, has very potential, big, high potential to make, give us a lot of insights, to make us get into high understanding. So therefore, you don't need to worry about while you do Kayanupassana, you don't need to much worry about what would be the feeling, what would be the perception, what would be the fabrications and all these things. Similarly, suppose you are doing Vedananupassana, you are observing very carefully on various feelings. There you don't need to worry about, okay, what are the formations, what are the perceptions, what are the, say, consciousness, you don't need to worry. Then if you have those kind of a perplexity, then you can't do proper analysis or proper investigations onto feelings. So when you do proper investigation onto feelings, you know only feelings. So that is how you are fully concentrated on it. You are fully in it. You are fully closely observing what is really going on into this feeling aggregate. Now suppose you are carefully observing the mind. Now various thoughts are appearing. Various signs are appearing. Now you are observing them. At the same time, you may be breathing. You may, rising and falling may happen, but you are not careful about it now. You simply ignore them. You give more prominence to the mental activity. So likewise, all these things are happening. All these things are available. But time to time, we give much prominence to different aggregates. So therefore, so once you give such prominence to different aggregates and you are continuing your practice, so that is correct, no problem. And it doesn't block you on switching to something else. But I mean, suppose if you have a familiarity of all the anupassana, kayanupassana, vedananupassana, chittanupassana, dhammanupassana, even during a single session, you may be traversing towards all the sections. Maybe assume that you start with Kayanupassana. After a while, slowly you are now in the Vedananupassana. Now you are slowly moving to the Chittanupassana. So likewise, it's a kind of a smooth transition can happen. No problem at all.
But we can do this also during, we can analyze it. We don't experience it so much, but we can analyze it while we are eating or just sitting and doing something. We can also do this whole process, can't we?
Can, of course, can do. But the thing is, it is not merely kind of a thinking process. Typically when we call off the term analysis, so you do some mental analysis. So that is also a little included here. But important thing is, once you clearly recognize these components, at that time you need to experience it. At that time you need to investigate what is really happening to them. Say for example, you now understand, okay, now I am asking a question. Okay, now I can listen to various words. Now I can listen to sound. Now I am giving various interpretations to all these sounds. So I now have a, say, equanimous feeling. And likewise, you can do the proper understanding about your current experience. Now assume that you are doing Satipatthana onto that, and assume that you are keeping on eye onto your feelings. Now you are, not much giving attention to the other aggregates, but you are carefully investigating the feeling right now at this very moment. So likewise, the initial analysis, initial sort of division, you may do a little analytically, but later once you clearly recognize, okay, this is this component, okay, that is that component, this is this component. So likewise, once you are clearly divided into pieces, then whatever the interesting piece, now you can properly investigate what is happening right now, at this very moment.
But they are all feelings, perceptions and consciousness. It all happens at the same time, almost the very same time.
Exactly. Okay? Yes, exactly.
So it's not, you can't really break it up, I suppose. You can theoretically, but practically, I think it all happens the same time.
Yeah, that's right. They all happen at the same time, but to which are we giving more attention?
Yes. I give more attention to the Kayanupassana, Vedananupassana, because the feelings come and go, and you can really analyze that very beautifully because you can feel it so well, for
me at
least. Right. And even the breath, even though it's so fine and so minute, you still can see those particles. So for me, I stick to those two, but I do go to the Dhammanupassana as well, because that's part, you have to then, come to analyze the Buddha's teaching. So I do it like that, Bhante.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, Dhammanupassana is not about Buddha's teaching. That is,
well, it's about the analysis, right?
Sure.
Analysis,
yeah.
Right?
So basically, you are seeing those in your mind.
Yes.
You are
experiencing.
Exactly. You are experiencing now when there are angry thoughts available in the mind. So you recognize it. You understand how they arise and how they pass away. So you are observing those phenomena in your own mind, in your own body, right now, at this very moment. So therefore, the whole Satipatthana has given more prominence to the present moment and your own experience. So it is not someone else's experience, but rather it is your own experience being understood. And even when someone else is going through some sort of an experience, now you have kind of a knowledge, inferential knowledge of what he is going on or what she is going on, because you already have gone through such experience before and you have properly observed it, properly investigated it, and you know the quality of the mind, you know how the body was like while you are going through that experience. And similarly, you can, when someone else is going through such experience, you can inferentially feel it, you can inferentially understand about it.
Yeah, That is the internal and external. Exactly.
Iti ajjattam va kaye kaana passe viharati iti bahiddha va kaye kaana passe viharati. Yes, yes.
Right, thank you, Bhante.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it seems we all have only that question. So there seems to be no other question. So if there is no...
Yes, that's correct, Bhante.
Yeah. So if there is no any other question, I like to wind up the session today. So we'll share merits and we'll wind up the session. Ettavata cha amhehi sambatam punya sampadam sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata cha amhehi sambatam punya sampadam sabbe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata cha amhehi sambatam punya sampadam sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Akasattha cha bhummattha deva naga mahiddika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu sasanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha deva naga mahiddika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu desanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha deva naga mahiddika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu mamparam. Idam vo nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam vo nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam vo nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.